Anybody ever argue with God? I was out in the trailer, and thank you, Brother Donnie. I was out in the trailer and I was praying and I asked the Lord, what would I preach? And my wife came in and I said, I don't want to preach that. And she said, well, you just whine to God because I'm not listening. And God didn't listen to me whining either. But I thought about that. You know, sometimes, you know, it seems like when we preach, we got to get hard on people. And I don't like that any more than anybody else does. And if I can just say this, I was thinking about Isaac and digging out those wells. Listen, our King James Bible water is good enough. It's cool. It's refreshing. It's still sweet water. There ain't nothing wrong with it. We don't need no ESV. We don't need no NIV, non-inspired version. We don't need a new well. We just need the old ones dug out. Amen. And I thought about that, and I, when it come to what they were filled up with, Brother Donnie, you said they're filled up with earth. The earth is this world. And I believe today, you're right, we've got more of the world in our churches than we do the Bible. And I'm not proud of that. I'm not happy about that. And I believe some of it is us as preachers. It's our fault. Because sometimes we want to have compassion. I think a lot of times about Noah. God told him, you seal the ark from the inside. But I'm going to seal it from the outside, because with your undirected compassion, when that rain starts coming and you hear them banging on the door, you might try to unseal that from the inside. And God said, I'm going to have to seal it on the outside, because if they don't listen to me now, they're not going to listen then.
That's right.
And we're going to do something dumb. And then, as I thought about this, and I don't know, I guess I'm not all preachers, I'm just one. And I probably fail more than I hit home runs. But I thought about what I was going to preach, and then Brother Donnie got on it, and I thought, all right, Lord, I'll do that. Brother John said right at the beginning, we want to continue. I'm okay with continuing, but I don't want to continue the same way as I did last year.
Yeah.
I want more.
Yeah.
I want to see God do more.
Amen.
That's right. That's right. Just clean them out. Use the same thing, but only this time I want to take more water out.
Right.
I want a bigger bucket.
Yeah.
Amen. And I'll carry one in each hand this time. I'll not. I want to tell God I don't want to be lazy this year like I was last year.
Come on.
Amen. I see two verses here, and most of you know where I'm going, but I don't hear anything else about him. I don't hear anything after this. I've tried to read and study and find out more about him, but I don't know any more about him than these two verses. In 1 Chronicles chapter number 3, and verse number 9 and verse number 10, the Bible says, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez did what we better do in these days.
Yes,
we've let this virus shut our churches down.
Yeah.
We've let this virus bring us so close that I'm afraid that if it keeps going like it is in the systematic way that it's going, there's going to be a lot of Baptists line up to take the mark of the beast.
What about that?
I'm just being honest with you. I'm not saying this thing isn't real, But I am saying God knew it was coming. He already prepared us for it. You say, how? Trust Him. He wanted to show us that we have stopped trusting Him. We're trusting a doctor who started this whole thing. Are you understanding me? We're not looking to the doctor who can take care of it all. And I believe He could wipe it out today if enough of His people got the message that He wants us to get. He said, if you won't pray to me in 2019, in 2020, I'll force you to your knees. And I believe that's what He did. Listen, I serve an extremist God. I serve a God that took a baby home because David sinned. I serve a God that cared so much about David that He said, I'll take your child because I know that child's going home if it'll get your attention. I don't know what God's got to do, but Brother Donnie, I don't think that He's got our attention yet. Because right now, there's more churches that because it's flaring up again, they're closing when they ought to be opening more days a week than just Sunday and Wednesday. Because we don't need a vaccine like the vaccine they're putting out. We need a vaccine from God, and that's the blood of Jesus Christ. And I've been vaccinated, so ain't death can't even touch me. Amen. Hallelujah. Did you hear that? Death can't touch me because the vaccination I've got is the one Jesus gave me. Amen. I can't. Hallelujah to God. I'm going to stay with my. I'm going to hurry. He said, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil. Well, we ought to pray just like that. God, enlarge my coast. Push out the borders of my life. Keep me from evil. Why? Why keep us from evil? Not only so that it doesn't hurt Him. Because if we really understood this, if we understood that every time we sin, we're hurting the Lord. You ever think about that? You ever think about that when you say, I want my own way, it hurts Him? He died so that you could have His way in your life. He doesn't force it. He loves you so much that He wants you to do His will. Why? Because that will keep you from evil. That'll keep you from hurting yourself. That it may not grieve me. He didn't say that it won't grieve God, although I believe he believed that. But he knew that evil would grieve Him. Now watch this. Here's a man I don't know much about him, Brother Donnie. I'm not a doctor, but I don't know. I can't find out more about him. God stuck him in the Bible in a small space, but I feel good about that because I'm just a small speck in this thing too. You don't have to know anything about me, but you better know about him, amen. That's why I'm here. That's why God left me here on this earth so that I could point people to him. It wasn't to point them to me. Jabez would say, I don't know. I don't care if you know me or not. I don't care if you ever hear anything else about me, but I'm telling you, you ought to be hearing about the one that sent me. That's him. But in this whole thing, here comes along a little guy named Jabez, and he's saying, hey, I need my borders pushed out. I want to do more than I did. I don't care if it takes 3 years or 10 years. Brother, I'm telling you, you marked yourself tonight. They're going to say about you, look at him. He is at a place 3 years, only had one saved. And I'll tell you what God will say to you. You stand over there in the corner with Noah. Amen. Amen. In good company, glory to God.
That's right.
Huh? Listen. Here's Jabez. Just a little guy. And he asked God to let him do more in the ministry than he'd ever done. He said, God, I want to see somebody get saved in 3 years. And God granted it. And Jabez said, wow, look at how that worked. Brother Donnie, he said, I want to see one get saved in 1 year now. God said, all right, I'll let you see. Then he said, God, next year can I see two? Maybe I can see 10 next year. The year after that, see 20. And the year after that, see 100. He says, I just want you to push out the borders, enlarge my coast, and let me do more than I've ever done before for you. Yes. Now watch. If you're going to do that and you're going to take the glory, don't expect God to allow that to happen in your life. Amen. 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 My name ain't Joel.
Right.
I'm not trying to be nasty. I'm just saying, God didn't leave us here to make a name for us. He left us here to make a name for Him.
Yes.
Huh? So watch this, Brother Donnie. I know I'm not much. I know that. But I want to be like Jabez. Because here's what he said in that last little part of that. He said, and God granted him. God said, I'll do it just because I can. He didn't say this is going to be impossible. I'm not going to do it because you're not a big name preacher. I'm not going to do it because you ain't in the right building. I'm not going to do it because you don't drive the right automobile. God said, I'm going to do it just because I can.
Amen.
You want a bigger ministry? Huh? You can have one. You got the biggest head of the ministry there ever has been. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, listen, my thought is this. Does God want to save people?
Yes, sir.
It's His will.
Yes.
I hate to bust people's bubble. God ain't a Calvinist.
That's right.
Amen. He didn't die for some.
Right.
I mean, if you don't believe that, that's all right. You will one day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
But in Peter, he said that he was not willing that any should perish, but that all should come. Did he say that? Brother Pat, not did he mean what he said? Did he mean it then, or did he mean it continuing and keeping on going? So he means it forever. So he never meant for one. And listen, God knew all the languages. I'm saying there was not any language that he didn't know. If we develop another 1,000 languages, he knows all them already. And he could have said, I prepared hell for everybody that wouldn't come to me. He didn't even say that. He said hell was prepared for the devil and his angels, amen, not for a man.
Right.
And he could have said it was for a man. So Jabez is saying, you know what? If God didn't want anybody to go to hell, then I don't want anybody to go to hell. You understand what I'm saying? That's what we ought to be saying in the ministry.
That's right.
So here's the thing. And I'm not trying to take too much time. I'm just saying. Brother John wants a theme of continuing. And we ought to continue in the things that we've learned. If you don't, listen, if you're a preacher and you're changing your doctrine, just please get out. I'm not talking about out of here. Get saved and then go. But I'm saying get out of the ministry.
That's right.
I'm not being mean. I'm just saying we got enough false doctrine. Brother Donnie brought it up. If you don't believe right, and I'm not talking Baptist, because I know a whole lot of Baptists ain't right.
Amen.
I'm talking about you don't believe that King James Bible, you're wrong.
Amen.
Let God be true and every man a liar.
Right.
But here's what we need to do. We need to ask God to help us in this year to do more.
Amen.
Now listen, COVID, I'm saying, I know politicians say never waste a tragedy or a catastrophe or something. Why do we then? This is bad. And the whole time COVID's been going on, people have been dropping off into hell while churches are saying, we can't have more than 9 in our service because the government said, I don't care, the government don't run the church. Last time I looked, the government was upon the shoulder of the one who is the head of the church. So it ain't God. God didn't say, okay, because the Congress and the Senate and the President now wants to shut down the church, well, we'll go ahead and shut down. No, he didn't say that.
No.
He said, it doesn't matter what's going on, you just continue. How many of you are afraid of going to heaven this morning or tonight? Why do we act like it then? I'm not saying, listen, I'm not saying if you feel like you've got to wear a mask, wear the mask. I know some people look better in a mask anyway. But how come we're not putting the mask of salvation on people's heart? Why is that? Why are we more worried about this virus than we are hell?
Right.
I know people have died from the virus, but do you know they did a study, Brother Donnie, less than 1% died from it? People died from complications, but do you know the complication to sin is death and hell? And I've seen preachers call off church. I'm not being mean. I was in a church that called us, my wife and I. She'd play piano for them and we'd sing or whatever, but we'd go to that church while we were working in that area, and he called me, Brother Donnie, and asked me not to come to church that night. On a Wednesday night. And he said, we might have too many, and the state says we can't have too many in there. And it wasn't Michigan. It wasn't the communist state of Michigan.
Right.
Amen.
We're good.
Amen.
Right.
But I'm saying this. He called me again on Saturday. And he said, y'all can come back on Sunday. Well, I was mad enough, brother. I mean, I live in an earthen vessel. It gets hurt now and then. And then it gets mad after it gets hurt. And if I don't go to God, that madness goes out into anger. You understand? I know none of y'all have that problem, but I do. I was a little bit upset that morning, and I got dressed, and I put my tie on, and I put everything, and I still had that anger thing going on. But I went to church, and we got in the prayer room. Now listen, we couldn't have it. You had to have social distance. I don't know where they came up with that. Well, I had to have social distancing. So everybody's, we got 7 men crammed in a prayer room that ain't any bigger than this pew.
Yeah.
No mask.
Amen.
And they and I said, I looked at the preacher and I said, or he said to me, he said, well, you know, you could have come on Wednesday after all. We only had 7 people. And I'd have not called it off to begin with.
Right. Yeah.
And he said, well, it wouldn't have looked right, because he got angry too. He said, it wouldn't have looked right if somebody would have come to church and the virus would have broke out in church. I said, let me just ask you all this. How many of you went to Walmart this week?
Right.
I saw 7 heads go.
Yeah.
And then they got a little bit more when I said, how many of you went twice this week?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not being ugly. I'm not. I'm just saying. When you call off the greatest force of help you can get, and that's the church, because the state tells you you've got the problem, not God.
That's right.
And that's where we've been. Now it's starting to flare back up, and I don't know how much of it's rumor. I don't know how much, but I look at it this way. I talked to God this morning. He ain't taking a baby aspirin over it, so I'm not going to.
Yeah, that's right, brother.
And you know what? You know what my direction from his was? Keep on going, only go a little bit more this time.
Hey,
Mike. I said, Lord, it's been quite a load this last year to carry. And he says, I'll tell you what, if you'll just get under a little bit more of that, I'll get under a little bit more. He said, if you get under a little bit more then, I'll get under a little bit more then. And you know what? Before long, I was looking over and I was carrying a whole lot more than I thought I could. Amen. Why? Because I asked him, just push out the borders in my life. Push him out in the ministry. Allow me to do more than what I'd ever done before. Allow me to hand out more tracts than I'd ever handed out before. My wife's my witness. I stopped today on the way down here. We only got off one time. I did it. I was driving. They shouldn't make as many exits as what they make. They only make the one I'm going to get off on. Amen. I'd get less lost. But anyway, I got off on the wrong one. We flipped around after a couple miles and turned around and come back. Anyway, I come back up to this one up here and I get off and there's a black man sitting on the rail out there. And I pulled up beside him and I said, hey, you working hard? He said, I'm working real hard. I didn't know how to take that, but whatever. I was just going to start a conversation with him. He didn't ask me for money, and I wasn't going to give him none anyway. So we just got talking, and I said, well, I just thought I'd stop and tell you Jesus loves you today. Yeah. He said, well, he must love me because he said I've been hit by two cars and lived through it. Yeah. Is that what he said? I mean, he'd been hit. Listen, I'm just saying, there was a time in my past I couldn't have done that. Amen.
Yeah.
I was preaching last night and I had to tell people, and some people already know it. When God called me to preach, I had to make sure that he really knew my name. I'm pretty sure he had the wrong guy. Amen. I was shy, Brother Donnie. I had to ask my wife. Well, no, I didn't ask her. She had to ask me to marry her. That's how shy I was. Amen. Now all the time when things go wrong, I just remind her of that. It's your fault. You asked. You done asked me. I didn't. But anyway. But I'm just saying this. When God called me to preach, I told him I can't do it. But that's been the whole theme of my time in the ministry, is asking God to do a little bit more with me. And a little bit more.
Amen.
And I've learned that if you'll keep asking him to do more, every time you take that little step further that you didn't think you could take, he'll come along and he'll pick up that load. It's not as heavy as what people think it is. And you'll find yourself doing more than you ever thought possible with you. See, when Jabez prayed and asked God to do this, I love that last part when he says, and God granted it. You know why God's not granting us the revival we want to see? Oh, he'll let us have revival services, Brother Donnie. But I can remember times. I remember one time at your place. I remember singing Mephibosheth 9 times. Remember that? Under the tent. That's when Miss Buffy went into labor with Cannon. She said, they told me in the ambulance, she said, I never want to hear that song again. I remember. I remember having services where it got, that's when Brother Buster Seaton was preaching. And it gets so thick. And I mean, things that happened, And I'm not, you know, you said reminisce a little bit about the past. Remember a little bit, but then want more than that in the future.
Right.
I want more than that today.
Amen.
That's right. We just got to keep getting the world out of the church.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And we can have revival.
Yes.
People say we can't have that anymore. You know why? Because we ain't asking God for it. Because I think the same granting God that was then is the same granting God we have now. Amen. There's more of a need today, and there's just as much God to take care of the need.
Amen.
He's not slack. Let me give you 3 things real quick that it's going to take. And I believe we can have it. If we want God to enlarge our borders, we want God to... Listen, how many of you want your life to count? I said it this way last night. I was asking people, if God was to write on your tombstone how you finished the Christian life, what would it say? What would it say? If God wrote on your headstone how you finished your Christian life, what would it say? I think some would say he was on cruise control. He sat down. Some, he'd say, he quit. I don't want any of those. I want mine to say he went out of running. Amen? If you want that, it's going to take three things. Number one, it's going to take vision. You said it. I remember years ago, a man preached on faith with something you couldn't see. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not, and I don't want y'all to talk to my wife about this. I'm not very educated, okay? I'm not good at spelling. I can't spell good.
Amen.
I don't always talk right, so when I miss words, I don't look at her. I don't need to be corrected on the spot. You understand what I'm saying? But it's not a substance, something you can grab a hold of.
Mm-hmm.
Now, faith is the substance.
Amen.
Brother Donnie, I don't think we have a vision today. And I'm not talking about an odd on drugs. We don't need any more of them kind of preachers.
Yeah, right.
I'm talking about looking down the road and seeing what God's will is for us and for those that He's put in our path.
Amen.
Do we have a vision for people getting saved? Or do we just have a vision to go out and get our name known? Well, my church is the best church. You know, I don't understand. I don't know where we'd have to go back in history. I don't believe. And I listen to Dr. Seidler every day. Every day. Dr. Seidler wouldn't have wanted that church known as Dr. Seidler's church. He wouldn't have. He wanted that known as God's church.
Right. Right.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Now today, people, well, hey, have you been down there to a doctor's? And I don't understand the doctor's so much. You got a doctor's degree, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Let it be shown, not known.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
You don't got to wear it on your pants.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. I'm just saying. I heard somebody say this. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And that's true. But we have no vision today for people getting saved. We don't. I don't believe that most of our church, and I'm not saying, we're in a different crowd. Understand that. We are. I know that. But there's people out there that they're just going through life like it's nothing. I'm saved. I'm saved, and really that's all that matters. You know? Shame on us.
You're right. Right.
We've lost the vision. I mean, and I don't, sometimes, Brother Donnie, I sit and I think, my wife tells me I think crazy sometimes. She says, you need to shut your mind off. But I sometimes ask God, why didn't you just stay here and do this yourself? We're not good at it. I do. I say, Lord, why'd you leave? I know he had to go home and prepare. And think all them years. Think of what my mansion's going to look like.
Amen.
But we've lost that vision. We want somebody else to do it. I talking to Brother Patton all at the camp meeting the other day, and I don't say this in a bad way, but you know, there's people that you can tell when they want to be somewhere else. There's some people that they might be here in the U.S., but their heart's somewhere else. You understand what I'm saying? You can just get that feel. And they're content where God puts them, but just barely. Now, I'm not saying that about you. I'm not. I'm just using you as an illustration because you're sitting there in the second row. See, I'm not good at math either. But here's the thing. I remember when the Lord first called me into the ministry, every time a missionary would come through, that's where I wanted to go.
That's right. That's right.
That's what I wanted to do. Boy, those people need the gospel. I'm going there. Until India came up, and I fought that for a long time. I don't ever want to go to India. But I'm just saying, that was the vision, was wherever there's lost people, they need the gospel, and that's where God wants me. And I may never go to those places, but I can pray for God to do a work there. Amen. So it takes vision. Amen. It takes us seeing what God wants to do and to use us to do that. But then number two, it demands what was preached on this morning. It demands faith.
Right.
You know, one thing I had to come up with come to a realization that I'm not saving anybody. When I came to that realization, the ministry got a lot easier.
Yeah.
It did. I thought all the time I had to not just tell them about the Lord, but I had to save them. I had a preacher one time, and he made this statement, Brother Donnie. When we first went to South Dakota, he made the statement that if you ain't seeing 200 people get baptized in a year, you're not right with God. I said, I don't even see 200 people come to church in a year. I mean, if I counted all the people that came every Sunday, it might not add up to 200. But I got to thinking, Brother John, that I was doing wrong because I wasn't seeing people get saved. And then when I did see people start getting saved and they got saved almost every Sunday, then I could have taken the credit for it. But in the meantime, God showed me that, son, it's not your job to save them. It's my job to save them. And I will, if you'll go out there and you'll plant that, I'll save them. You know why? Because he can. Whoop. Just because he can. Number three, and I'll be done. Listen now. This is an un-American word right here. Not only does it take vision, and it takes faith, but it takes work. It takes work. The ministry is work. I know a lot of people that think that they're going to get into the ministry so they don't have to work a real job. Am I right? I believe that's how it feels. So I don't have to have a real job. Well, I'm telling you what, if you work the ministry right, it's a real job. And I mean, it's a rewarding job. But it'll wear you slap out. My wife and I left the trailer yesterday morning. I'm not bragging. This has been a normal day for us lately. We left the trailer at 7 o'clock yesterday morning, and we got back to the trailer last night at 12:30 and enjoyed every minute of it. Amen. I saw God work in a way yesterday that I hadn't seen in a while. And it wasn't because of me. It was all because that's what God wants to do.
That's right.
He loves, he inhabits. Does it not say that? He inhabits, he dwells among, he gets right down in the middle, he inhabits the praises of his people.
Amen.
And I'm just afraid we don't praise him like we ought to. I'm nobody, but I serve a great God. I don't see Jabez as being anybody. But he asked that great God to make his life count. I don't know how long I've got. I'm 60 years old. I know I don't look that old, but I am. But I want to finish right.
Absolutely.
I've had a lot of bumps along the way, a few potholes in the road. Well, I'm glad God can smooth those out. And I'm glad he doesn't smooth them out all the time. Amen. Sometimes it takes a few bumps for us to really see what's going on. Amen. But I'm glad through it all, if nobody else is faithful, I'm glad he is. And I'm glad he wants to work. I'm glad he wants to save people. I'm glad God wants to answer our prayers. I'm glad he wants to grant us things. But what are you asking him to grant? I want to see more people get saved this year than I've ever seen get saved in a year in my lifetime. And do you know what? I'm just believing God will.
That's right.
That's what I'm supposed to do. The Bible still says you have not because you ask not or you ask amiss. I don't want it for the credit for me. I don't want them to say, oh, look at Andy out there. Look at it. I'm content people not knowing my name. I like it. Amen. But I want to let them know Jesus' name. I want them to know who the Savior is. Amen. You want to continue? But let's continue and then some. Is that called continuing plus? Huh? I don't know where you're at in your life. I don't know what you did this year. I don't know what you did last year. Huh? But let me ask you, from today on, would you just ask God to push it out and allow you to do more? Allow you to talk to more people about Jesus. Again, it's not our business to save them, although we'd love to see them get saved. But it might be something that you plant. Brother Donnie, you may plant it here today, and a week down the road, a year down the road, somebody comes and says, you know that message Brother Donnie preached? Boy, that's still ringing in my ears, and I'm the one that was hindering the service. I'm the one that didn't get saved, but I need to get saved now. We can plant, somebody might water, but I know who is the only one that can give the increase. Amen. Brother John.